Welcome to another weekly edition of Folk Box for all those who love folk music. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. We continue our series within a series, Who Lives in Russia? Some 100 and a half nationalities, and we do our best to tell you about each and every one of them personally. Today, we throw the spotlight on the Buryats, one of the largest peoples of Siberia. They number 440,000 people. For many thousands of years, they've populated an almost mystical, sacral region near a unique lake that is more resembling of a sea. The lake bears the name of Holy Baikal, or Bagal Dalai in Buryat, meaning great, lofty, and limitless. The legends of the Buryati folk, we can sense in them the breath of the ancient, hoary, distant past, fathomless. Maybe this one is 5,000 years old, just as the Buryat people who live along the Baikal. Marksman Haridoy Mergen once witnessed how a flock of swans descended from the sky. They shed their swan skins and turned into beautiful girls, then dove into the clear waters of Lake Baikal. Haridoy Mergen hid in the bushes and started watching the girls. He took a particular liking to one of them. He grabbed her swan's robes and hid them away. When the girls emerged from the water, they donned their swan feathers and flew off, while the one without her bird robes remained. The youth approached her and asked her to marry him, and the beauty agreed. She gave birth to 11 sons, and it is from them the 11 Buryat ancestry lines descend. A great deal of time passed. Once the wife asked her husband to give her back the swan robes. At that very moment, she turned into a swan and almost flew away through the chimney. However, at that moment, her husband grabbed her by the feet. His hands were covered in soot. The wife remained where she was, but from then on, all swans have black feet. The old folks say that if you once see flying swans above your head, you need to welcome them, greet them, by throwing up into the sky drops of milk, just as white as the swan's feathers. And then love, joy, happiness will always be present in people's lives. Rather like Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, don't you agree? Incidentally, the Russian ballet is based on an old German legend. It's amazing how interconnected everything is in this world.
Oh,
Buryat folk are people who cherish the memory of the very distant past. In the middle of Lake Baikal, there is an isle called Alkhon. Amazingly, it echoes, in shape, the lake itself. It's rather like a huge fish. Around here, archaeologists keep finding ancient ledger baits, large, as big as your palm, white marble fish shapes. The Buryati people still use them to bait fish and then spear it with a harpoon. They have some remarkably ancient rock paintings depicting animals and birds, which to this day the Buryat folk consider sacred. Bears, bulls, eagles. One can also come across ancient heathen temple grounds and sites where the shamans would address the higher forces. Even today, this place draws various shamanists and Buddhists seeking direct communication with the powerful forces of nature. Moja savan sitkale godala manda tuko suravanal tamuzade zurkantaranya rajasava arayavala gomma nevatme ha arayavala gomma nevatme ha morakham marashen suratale moja sadavo The Buryati have their own relationship with music. They believe it to be a part of a huge entity, an inalienable part of nature itself. And they believe that the latter herself endows musicians, narrators, with their musical gift, something for which these people are particularly respected in the Buryat community. Indeed, these musical narrators are remarkable folk. Their memory serves them well. They remember scores of epic tales, which are in a majority huge monumental poetic masterpieces, with at least 25,000 lines in each. Tales of the heavenly deities Tengri, the lofty lords of mountains, lakes, woods, water and fire. About powerful Bogatyr heroes, the most famous of which is Geser, son of man, and Baikal's lakeside. The Buryats love to deify the world around them. The Buryat tale narrators always accompany their singing on their favorite instrument, the hur, something rather like a violin, only they hold it vertically and it has two strings. Oh,
Arajeye سیمون خیاب جی
In our day and age, these people play instruments that ethnographers determine as belonging to the ancient dawn of mankind. These are the hur, its relative chanza, also a string instrument, yet with three strings. A similarly ancient instrument is the wooden one originating from the psaltery family, yuchin. When we hear the Buryat percussion instruments, it's as if we're hearing ancient nature speaking to us, jangling in the wind, copper little plates, dinchiki. The murmur of leaves, the breath of the water, these are the Buryat wind instruments. The principal heroine in their midst, limba, a bamboo flute. And another Buryat legend, either myth or true story, born of the remarkable geographic fact. 300 rivers fall into Lake Baikal, yet only one flows from it, Angara. And here's the legend.
Yeah.
pole per Daniele.
The powerful grey-haired ruler of the Baikal waters had many sons and only one daughter, the lovely Angara. Many wanted to seek her hand in marriage. The swift Irkut came galloping, the stately and proud handsome Ayat came visiting. Yet Angara, in defiance of her father's wishes, gave her heart to the powerful Yenisei. Under cover of night, she secretly escaped from her father's house. The father was indignant, and in his ire, he tore a cliff from the shore and threw it on the ground to cut off his daughter's escape route, while Angara ran around the huge stone and rushed into her loved one's embrace. An ancient legend about what really exists in life. The remarkable world of Buryat folk art, where every note and every dot speaks to distant centuries. Thank you. The folklore of the Buryat people in Folkbox. Tune in same time every week.